When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And a very good Friday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Oh the Pain podcast, Friday, December 8, 2023. And the Joe Beningo Oh the Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company. Of course, Anita Discount Tire and our friends at DraftKings. Well, it's been a very interesting week for me, to say the least, as I'm sure everybody's aware. Unfortunately, this controversy with myself and head coach Robert Saleh. Before I even start to get into some of this, and we'll do my NFL picks what are we up to? Week 14 in the National Football League. I continue to have a very, very good year making these picks, but we'll get to that. We'll get to the whole thing with Zach Wilson going to be back playing quarterback again for the Jets this week and all of that. But first of all, let me thank a few people. I want to thank my cohorts over at WFAN for the lovely picture they put up of me as the Time Man of the Year. I think actually the person of the year was Taylor Swift, of course. I don't think it was me. But as the Time Man of the Year with a cat, you know, draped across the back of my neck. And I just a couple suggestions with this picture. Number one, you could put a picture up of me like from now, not from like 20 years ago. I mean, we could start with that. Okay, that picture is at least 15 years old, probably more than that. And if you're going to put a cat up on my neck, put one of my cats. Maybe both Dante and Iggy up on my neck. So just a suggestion to my friends at WFAN, just a lovely, very flattering picture. And we appreciate that. But if you're going to do that, let's at least update the picture and put my cats in the picture as well. That's number one. Number two, I am so thankful to Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti for the kind words that they said to me this week. I mean, thank you so much, Boomer. Thank you so much, Gio. Really, really appreciated it. And I really enjoyed going on their show the other day. So thank you for all the nice things you said. And thank you for allowing me to come on your radio show. The morning show on WFAN. With that said, look, this whole thing, to me, it's been blown completely out of proportion. Now, should I have, said what I said? Probably not, okay? In fact, I should not have said, it's not even probably, I shouldn't have said that, number one. Now, I totally misunderstood what Coach Saleh was saying. And obviously, he was reacting to the fact that for weeks I've been screaming about Zach Wilson, him not playing, and now all of a sudden I'm pushing for him to play again. And I misunderstood it to say, well, maybe the coach really doesn't like Zach, which I didn't think was going to turn into the, turmoil that it did, but unfortunately it did, and, I got to take full responsibility for that, and it is what it is. But the only person that, I feel bad for, and the only person that I would apologize to is Coach Saleh, because I dragged him into this when it shouldn't have had to be. And I did apologize to him, obviously. I apologized to the Jet public relations people too, Eric Gelfand, okay? Because it was something that shouldn't have been done, and I did not want to get the coach in any kind. I mean, the fact that the coach had to answer questions about this at his press conference, I felt very bad about that. And I'm sure he was uncomfortable with it. But let me say this, all right? And I don't know how it's going to work out for Coach Saleh. I think he's going to be here the rest of the year. Would be nice if they don't end the year on a 10-game losing streak. That would be nice. But I think the coach is going to get another year. He's going to get his year with Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback and all of that. And obviously, they better make the playoffs next year if it goes down that way. But look, and I don't know how it's going to play out for Coach Saleh down the road here. I mean, I'd like to see him be the coach for forever here with the team because, first, number one, I'm tired of the constant revolving door of head coaches that we've had here. you know, since Parcells in Parcells left after the 99 season, we've been through 8 head coaches in the last 25 years. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've been through 3 coaches in the last, 53 years. So, you'd like to see some stability at the position. I don't know how it's going to play out. I really don't. But I'll say this, and it was very nice of the coach to say what he said about me at the press conference. You know, that was a great way to end it and kind of completely defuse the situation. And I'll say this about Coach Sala. Look, I don't know what kind of head coach he's going to turn out to be. You know, so far it hasn't been great. I mean, he's 15-31. You know, as Parcells would always say, your record is what it is. You know, your record, it tells the story. You are what your record says you are. That's basically what Parcells always said. And 15-31 is not very good. You know, they ended last year on a 6-game losing streak. He's lost 5 straight games now this year. So with 5 games, left now in the regular season, obviously this game against Houston coming up on Sunday at the just lovely MetLife Stadium. But I feel bad for him because I shouldn't have dragged him into this. And he's been a class act, Sala, all the way. He's allowed me to have this relationship with him and allowed me to have this access to him. And I thank him for that a million times over. I really, really do. And I want to say this too. Let me say this as well. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there. I haven't been listening to all the stuff that's been said, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that feel, the coach shouldn't be texting with a guy that's a fan, with a guy that's a talk show host, whatever you want to call me, all right? All right? Number one, by the way, let me say this. Before I'm a talk show host, I'm a Jet fan. My Jet fandom comes before me being a talk show host. So let me put that out there, okay? That comes before that. And I guess a lot of people had problems with it. I guess so. Well, the coach shouldn't be texting, with this fan, with this talk show host, whatever. And I wonder if the Jets were, let's say, 8-4 instead of 4-8, would this be as big a deal? I don't know. Would it? I don't know the answer to that. But right now, it is what it is. I got to live with it. I feel terrible for Coach Sala. It's something that should not have happened. But again, I thank him for the access he gives me to him. And I'll say this. I think there's a lot of people out there. Let me ask you this. And I ask anybody out there who says he shouldn't be texting with me, all right? How many people, if they were in the same position I'm in right now, where I can, go back and forth with the coach of the football team I root for, if you were in the same position, what would you do? Not communicate with him? Is that what you would do? Because I doubt it. I doubt that. I'm sure 95% of the people in the same situation would do exactly that. And I'm not exactly the first guy, okay, in the history of the world or in the history of sports talk radio or head coaches to have a relationship with a head coach. We don't have to go back too many years to remember the relationship with Mike Francesa and Bill Parcells. And let me just say this. Those guys had a far closer relationship than I have with Sala. I'm not out, buying a racehorse together with the head coach. I'm not hanging out with the head coach. I'm not doing commercials with the head coach, all right? I'm not. All I do is text him back and forth. That's basically the extent of it. Yep. And I had a long conversation with him the other night. He called me on Monday night after all this crap went down, and he couldn't have been nicer to me, all right? And I'm not going to get into anything anymore about what I say to him or what's happening and all this crap. But it could not have been a better conversation than it was. And I got tremendous respect for this guy. This guy is a class act all the way. Again, is he the greatest head coach? Well, so far, no. The record says no. But as far as this guy being a class act as a person, you couldn't be a classier guy than he is. I totally appreciate, what he said at his press conference. And I wonder if I was a beat writer, okay, and not just some dumb fan and dumb talk show host, if it would be as big a deal, Oh, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's been plenty of beat writers over the years that have had this kind of access to whoever the coach or manager or whatever is. And that's okay, right? That's okay. But I have to say that, again, I'm sorry this happened the way it did. I have to address it. You know, you have to get up there and face the music with all this. And, you know, this is basically the story. And as my good friend, the great, I mean, there's not many greater than my good buddy, Kenny Scarabaggio. Okay. Kenny's one of the greats of all time. Kenny, you know, I praise him all the time. Kenny loves it. You know, Kenny, don't let your head get too big. Let me just take this here. Henny. Look, I'm thinking of a Henny Youngman. Take my wife, please. Kenny's become a big star now, you know. So Kenny said this, and this is so true. He said, bro, just remember this. He said, you've been in a lot worse situations than this. And God knows that's true. I mean, you know, this isn't exactly life and death here. And God knows that Kenny's dead on about that. Leave it to Kenny to sum it up so nicely. But nevertheless, it is what it is. And we're going to move forward. I'm doing my radio show tomorrow. I'll be on The Fan tomorrow from 10 to 2. I'm sure it's going to be quite the interesting show. But I'd rather be playing golf, but I don't think I'll be cutting out of this one, you know? No. So it's supposed to be a decent day tomorrow. So we'll wrap it up with that as far as the text gate goes. I guess we'll call it text gate for lack of a better situation. But again, I want to thank Coach Sala for being the class act that he is. With that said, now let's go out and win some goddamn football games. I mean, they went back to Zach Wilson. Obviously, we saw Tim Boyle. He stinks. Tim Boyle's not an NFL quarterback. You know, thanks for the service for the two games you started, and they wound up cutting him. See ya. He's gone. Trevor Siemian is not any good either. I know Trevor Siemian has had some success in the league when he played for the Denver Broncos. But the bottom line is this. As much as we don't like Zach Wilson, as bad as Zach Wilson has been, the quarterback that gives the Jets the best chance to win a football game is Zach Wilson. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. And what has to happen, and hopefully we're going to see this on Sunday, and how about the fact it's supposed to rain again on Sunday, like 90% chance of rain. Yeah. Supposed to be like 60 degrees, but like a 90% chance of rain. It's amazing how many games this year at MetLife, not just Jet games, Giant games too. Remember when the Jets played the Giants, it rained. That was a brutal weather day too. How many games this year at MetLife has it rained? It is unbelievable. It's like every Sunday when there's a game at MetLife, Jet or Giant, it's rained. Just crazy. But the bottom line is Zach Wilson gives the Jets their best chance to win. And what has to happen this week as they play the Texans in a game I actually feel pretty good about. I mean, I don't know why. Maybe with all the cosmic energy that's been going around, negative cosmic and pot, whatever, there's all kinds of different things going on right now in the atmosphere between the crap going on with me, between the stuff with Zach, where the report came out, you know, earlier in the week that Zach, you know, doesn't want to play anymore for the Jets. He doesn't want to take the ball. He's afraid of getting hurt. He's been jerked around and all of this stuff, all this insanity that swirled around Zach this week. All right. And then the crap with me that maybe in some kind of crazy cosmic universe way, this is going to, you know, propel this team to maybe win a football game this week. Now, I was going to take the Jets this week, and I said, you know, I'm going to stay away in my picks. And it's funny, the line is gone. If you look at the line opened up at 6. It's now down to 3.5. Houston's favored by 3.5. And one thing I will say, look, the Texans had a great year. They're 7-5. C.J. Stroud's been unbelievable. He's going to be the rookie of the year. You know, there's been talk about him being the most valuable player this year in the NFL. I don't think he's going to get that. But there's still a young team on the rise, Houston. And now you're going into a game on the road that you're expected to win against a Jet team that's now lost 5 straight games and sits there at 4-8. So in a weird kind of way, I like the Jets this week. I think they're going to win this game. Now, there's no reason for me to believe that except for all the insanity that has happened this week. And the one thing that they have to do, the one thing that this coaching staff has to do this week, let Zach go. Let him wing it. Let him chuck the ball down the field. You know, I've been screaming for a long time that the first play from scrimmage should be a play-action bomb. And I think last week in the loss to Atlanta, that's exactly the play they called. But Boyle didn't pull the trigger on it. And apparently Garrett Wilson was open on the play, and he never threw the ball. He wound up throwing the ball away down the sideline. What was that? Right then and there, that should have been the end for Boyle. But, you know, that's what they need to do with Zach this week. And I guess Wilson, Garrett was open on a lot of plays that Boyle and Simeon never pulled the trigger on. Terrible. So they got to let Zach wing it this week. I want to see him chucking the ball down the field. What does it matter at this point? And how about this too? And I have screamed about this with Wilson. How about designed runs for him? We know he can run. We know he's got some speed. We know he's got some escapability. Why don't they let him? Why aren't there design runs for that, for Zach? Quarterback draws, you know, RPOs, run pass options where, you know, he gets away from the pressure. This is what we need to see. We really do. And I think with all the controversy this week, this team's going to come out firing this week against Houston, and I think they're going to win. And rare did I think that, but I just got a crazy feeling about that this week. I really do. So we'll see how it plays out. 1 o'clock Sunday at MetLife, the 7-5 Texans against the 4-8 Jets. And it should be a very, very, very interesting day. How about last night, as we before we get to the sponsors? How about last night? How about the Bailey Zappies beating Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh 21-18? All of a sudden, the Steelers, man, who've been, you know, really doing it with smoke and mirrors all year. Now, Pickett didn't play last night. Mitch Trubisky was the quarterback for Pittsburgh, and that's not very good for them. But the Bailey Zappies with a big night. I mean, how about that? Big interception return by Jabril Peppers in this game that set up a touchdown for New England. Couple touchdown passes for Zappy. One to Hunter Henry. One to Zeke Elliott. Big catch in the game by Juju Smith-Schuster against his old team. So the Bailey Zappy Patriots, coming in at 2-10, knock off the Pittsburgh Steelers, who came in at 7-5. So the Belichicks now sit at 3-10 on the year, and the Tomlins sit at 7-6, still with an opportunity to make the playoffs. But last night, New England wins it 21-18. All right, let's get our sponsors in here before we do our NFL picks for this week. And, of course, everybody knows who the sponsors are. We start with our good buddies at the Hackensack Brewing Company. You know, a lot of people have asked me when the next live podcast will be. Probably sometime after New Year's. You know, one of the problems right now with doing a live podcast there is the weather. You know, it's cold, and, you know, we generally would do them outside. Well, you're not going to be able to do that now. But we're probably going to do the next one. Next live podcast will probably be sometime prior right around the NFL playoffs, right after the new year. So we'll let you know. Check out the brewing company located 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off of a Route 4 in Hackensack. Who needs a house down in Hackensack? Tap rooms open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, right behind the tombstones. Couple tombstones for me with the way it's gone down this week. Check out Mike Jones. Check out TJ. Check out everybody over there, Herb and Andre and everybody, the Hackensack Brewing Company. And again, we'll let you know when the next live podcast will be. Also, Anita Discount Tire. Go check out my son Johnny. He's reeling a little bit right now with his Saints, who've lost a couple games. Derek Carr hurt as well, as they sit there at 5-7 in their division. A game behind Atlanta, who's 6-6 and just a horrific NFC South. But nevertheless, I mean, how did the Jets get in that division? But whatever. Yeah, it would be nice if they were in that division. But nevertheless, go check out Johnny. Go check out Ari, his boss. Go check out Rob, one of the top mechanics. You need work done on your car. you need tires, you need your car inspected, whatever it is, go see our friends at Anita Discount Tire. And, of course, they're in Rivervale, New Jersey, Westwood Avenue. And tell them I sent you Anita Discount Tire. And, of course, finally, last but not least, our friends at DraftKings. And whatever you want to bet on, you know, the NBA, the NFL, the college football playoff, of course, coming up. That's not till January 1st. You got all these crazy bowl games going on before that, starting in about another week and a half or so. The NFL, the hockey, whatever. Get in on the action and use the code OTOPAIN to sign up. New customers bet $5 and take home $200 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code OTOPAIN, OTHEPAIN. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.sot1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Text HOPE-NY-467-369. Check it out. You want to bet on anything, it's DraftKings. All right, here we go. My NFL picks, my pro football picks. We move into week 14 in the ever fast-moving NFL season. I mean, it just seems to go by like a heartbeat, the NFL. I've had a terrific year. 2-1, another winning week for me last week. I went 2-1. I'm 25 up and 14 down for the year. 11 games over 500. Really have had a very, very good year. I lost last week with the Steelers. The game I was the most confident in, the Steelers, who were 5.5-point favorites against Arizona. Arizona comes in and beats them 24-10. Big game for Kyler Murray. Remember, that game was a little whacked out, too, because they had a couple of weather delays there in Pittsburgh. So I lost that game with the Steelers against Arizona last week. I won with the Bengals on Monday night. They were getting 8.5 in Jacksonville against the Jaguars and won the game outright in overtime, 34-31, behind Jake Browning. And memo to the Jets, Jake Browning is a free agent at the end of the year. And God knows, next year, we need a legitimate veteran backup for Aaron Rodgers. Memo to my football team. But I won with the Bengals. And I also won with the 49ers, who were laying 3 in Philadelphia and just dusted the floor with the Eagles, beating them 42-19. And right now, the San Francisco 49ers, in my mind, are by far the best team in the NFL. They don't have the best record. Philly's still sitting there at 10-2. San Francisco's 9-3. But, you know, it's going to be hard-pressed for anybody to beat them. You just look at, I mean, they've blown out everybody. They blew Philly out on the road. They blew Jacksonville out on the road. They blew the Cowboys out. That was actually in San Francisco. They blew Seattle out on the road. I mean, right now, the 49ers just look like a juggernaut. So 2-1 last week, 25-14 for the year. Here we go for week 14. I'm taking the Bengals again at home, getting a point over Indianapolis. Indianapolis playing great football with Gardner Minshew. They're 7-5 right now. They continue to win football games for Sean Steichen. He's done a great job there. They're in prime playoff position, just a game, Indianapolis, behind the Jaguars, who are in first place at 8-4 in the AFC South. I like the Bengals to win this game outright at home. You're getting a point. Jake Browning looked tremendous last week. You know, even though Burrow's not there, you know, they're in a playoff mix too. The Bengals are sitting there at 6-6. They're not out of it at all at this point, even without Burrow. You know, they still got all their weapons. You know, they still got Joe Mixon. They still got Ja'Marr Chase. They still got T. Higgins. So I like the Bengals here to beat the Colts outright. Give me Cincinnati at home getting a point against Indianapolis. That's game one. Game two, I love the Cowboys laying 3.5 at home against Philadelphia. Let's be honest right now. You know, nobody outside of San Francisco, nobody is playing better football than Dallas. You know, you can make a case right now for Dak Prescott being the MVP of the league. He's had an unbelievable year. And the Cowboys, let's be honest, when they played the Eagles earlier in the year, they probably should have won a game in Philadelphia. Remember Dak stepping out of bounds, going for the two-point conversion, the inability to score a touchdown, you know, from inside the 10-yard line, and they wound up losing a very tough game by 5 points. And the Eagles, to me right now, they're reeling a little bit. You know, they got whacked last week by the 49ers. So even though they're sitting there at 10-2, San Francisco blew them out last week, really embarrassed them at home. They were fortunate the week before that to beat the Buffalo Bills at home in overtime. Remember, they needed a 60-yard field goal by Jake Elliott to tie the game and send it into overtime, and they wound up pulling the game out in overtime, 37-34. Even, you know, beating Kansas City, they had to come from behind to beat the Chiefs on the road on a Monday night a couple weeks before that, as my wife will begin her sneezing session. That'll be at least four or five, and we'll bless her once, and that'll cover it all. But I love the Cowboys here. I really do. I think they're going to blow the Eagles away. I really do. And I think right now they're probably a better team. Give me Dallas laying 3.5 at home against Philadelphia. That's game two. Game three. Now, I've had a lot of success laying the big wood this year. I don't know what the exact number is, but I have been very, very, very successful laying double-digit lines this year, and I'm doing it again. I'm going. We actually have two Monday night games this week. We got the Giants and the Packers at MetLife on Monday night, and I thought long and hard about taking the Giants getting 6, but I kind of backed away from that. I kind of like the way the Giants are playing right now. Tommy DeVito is going to start again, as he should, even though Tyrod Taylor is healthy. But I'm taking the Dolphins at home against Tennessee, laying 13.5. Because the Dolphins are just killing everybody that has a losing record that they play. They've lost 3 games, all to good teams. They're sitting there at 9-3. Right now, they're tied with the Ravens for the best record in the AFC to get home field advantage throughout. They play tremendous football in Miami. My buddy JJ is going to be at the game again. And I like him laying 13.5. Tennessee's not any good. They're sitting there at 4-8. And, I got to believe the Dolphins are winning this game by at least 2 touchdowns. How many touchdowns is Tyreek Hill going to have this week? Did you watch him last week? He was running by the commander secondary like there was nobody there. I mean, he's having an all-time year for wide receivers. I don't know how much yardage he has. I don't know what the yardage record is for most yards receiving in a year. I got to believe either Jerry Rice or Randy Moore, somebody like that must own that record. Tyreek Hill's going to shatter that. He's also got 12 touchdowns, and you got Jalen Waddle on the other side with Tua throwing the ball to him. I'm laying the big number, 13.5. Give me the Dolphins on Monday night, laying almost 2 touchdowns against the Tennessee Titans. So the Benengo picks for week 14, give me the Bengals +1 at home against the Colts. Give me the Cowboys laying 3.5 at home against Philadelphia. And give me the Dolphins at home in Miami laying 13.5 against the Tennessee Titans. The Joe Benengo pro football picks week 14 in the NFL. Now, Terry's retired for the rest of the year doing the picks. We've retired her. So next year, if we're still doing this next year, because who knows, you never know. If we're still doing this podcast next year, Terry will be back. She's going to really work on it in the offseason and try to bounce back with a big year. So I know everybody's kind of upset that Terry's not doing her picks here, but, you know, what are you going to do? You can't have everything. So we'll see. We'll see what happens next year. Like I said, if we're still doing the podcast, God willing, you never know how it's going to shake out. But Terry taking the rest of the year off as far as the picks are concerned. She's going to stun everybody next year. Right, exactly. All right, we got a couple minutes left to go here. Big week, as I said, another big week in the National Football League. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see how the Jets, like I said, I like the Jets to win this game. It's crazy, but with all the wild stuff going on in the atmosphere surrounding the Jets, between the stuff about Zach Wilson, between the stuff about me and the head coach, I think they're going to find a way to win. I think they're going to come out and play a big game. They do. I mean, look, they lost 5 in a row. They're due to win a football game. I know Houston is, you know, played great football. Give C.J. Stroud. He's been great. All of that. No doubt about it. But I just got a feeling about this. I really do. And you still have a young football team in Houston. Remember, they beat Denver last week at home, 22-17. Denver, all of a sudden, playing really terrific football. Russell Wilson looking like the Russell Wilson of his days in Seattle. But nevertheless, I kind of like the Jets this week. I really do. I think they're going to find a way to win. And if I had 4 picks this week, I would have took the Giants. I like the Giants on Monday night, too. They're playing well. They won 2 games in a row with DeVito at quarterback. I know, they beat 2 terrible teams, Washington and New England. They're coming off their bye, the Giants. They're playing DeVito again, and I think that's the right call by Brian Daboll, even though Tyrod Taylor is healthy. You're getting six, and I know the Packers are playing great, and Jordan Love looks terrific, and they come off a big win on Monday night against the Chiefs. I like the Giants in this game getting six. I don't know if they're going to win, but I would take the points. All right, everybody, enjoy your week, your weekend. Enjoy the football. Check me out tomorrow. I'll be on. It should be some show. 10 to 2 tomorrow on The Fan. Everybody, again, have a great, great weekend. And all I can say is all the love.